WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, chasing deadlines and constantly playing catch-up? Yeah, me too. That's the life of procrastination, isn't it? But guess what? We can break free. Today, we're diving deep into this universal struggle. How to overcome procrastination with a little dose of stoic courage. Because let's face it, sometimes all it takes is that spark of bravery to ignite real change. Listen up, because these are 5 key takeaways that will help you kick procrastination to the curb. First off, understand your triggers. What sets you off on that procrastination spiral? Is it fear of failure? Feeling overwhelmed? Maybe it's just plain boredom. Knowing your enemy is half the battle, right? Once you identify those pesky triggers, you can start developing strategies to overcome them. Think of it like facing a boss in a video game, research their weaknesses and then unleash your counterattack. Second, break down those big, daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. You know that feeling when you stare at a massive project and it feels like Mount Everest? Yeah, not fun, but by chopping it up into bite-sized pieces, suddenly it feels way less intimidating. It's like that quote from the Stoic philosopher Seneca. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. So, don't let your mind run wild with fears. Take control and break things down. Third, embrace the power of just starting. You know those moments when you sit there for hours agonizing over the perfect approach? Stop. The most important thing is to just get started. Don't wait for inspiration or a magical moment. Sometimes, action itself sparks creativity. Remember that classic line from the movie, Rocky? It ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Fourth, cultivate a sense of discipline and accountability. This is where stoicism comes in handy. Think of it as your internal compass guiding you towards your goals. Set realistic deadlines for yourself and stick to them like glue. Find an accountability partner who can help you stay on track, or share your goals with someone you trust. And finally, reward yourself for those accomplishments. When you conquer procrastination, celebrate those wins, big and small. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, whether it's a delicious meal, a relaxing bath, or some quality time with friends. You deserve it. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about being perfect. It's about making consistent progress and celebrating your victories along the way. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You have that big presentation coming up, and that familiar feeling of dread starts creeping in. Your mind races with thoughts of what could go wrong. Maybe you'll forget your words, or the audience will laugh at your jokes. You feel that urge to procrastinate, to put it off until the last minute when stress levels are sky high. But hold on, remember what we talked about today. You identify your trigger, fear of failure. You break down the presentation into smaller tasks, research, outlining, practicing, and finally, delivering. You commit to starting each day with a small chunk of work, focusing on progress, not perfection. And guess what? By staying focused, disciplined, and rewarding yourself for those wins, you rock that presentation. You feel confident, empowered, and proud of yourself. That's the power of overcoming procrastination. It opens doors to achievements you never thought possible. So there you have it, folks. The key takeaways. Know your triggers, break things down, just start, cultivate discipline, and celebrate those wins. Remember, courage isn't about being fearless. It's about facing your fears head on and taking action despite them. Now go out there and conquer your procrastination, one small step at a time. And before you go, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest struggle with procrastination? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other on this journey towards greater strength, wisdom, and courage. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.